Tell the rest, Brett said.
Don't you think that was funny? Mike asked. We were all laughing. It was, I swear it was. Any rate, my tailor wrote me and wanted the metals back. Sent a man around. Kept on writing for months. Seems some chap had left them to be claimed. Frightful military cove. Set hell's own store by them.
Mike paused.
Rotten lot for the tailor, he said.
You don't mean it, Bill said. I should think it would have been grand for the tailor.
Frightfully good tailor. Never believe it to see me now. Mike said, I used to pay him £100 a year just to keep him quiet, so he wouldn't send me any bills. Frightful blow to him when I went bankrupt. It was right after the medals gave his letters rather a bitter tone.
How did you go bankrupt? Bill asked.
Two ways, Mike said. Gradually, and then suddenly.
What brought it on?
Friends, said Mike. I had a lot of friends. False friends. Then I had creditors, too. Probably had more creditors than anybody in England.
Tell them about in the court, Brett said.
I don't remember, Mike said. I was just a little tight.
Tight, Brett explained. You were blind.
Extraordinary thing, Mike said. Met my former partner the other day. Offered to buy me a drink.
Tell them about your learned counsel, Brett said.
I will not, Mike said. My learned counsel was blind too. I said, this is a gloomy subject. Are we going down and see these bulls unloaded or not?
Let's go down.
We called the waiter, paid, and started to walk through the town. I started off walking with Brett, but Robert Cohn came up and joined her on the other side. The three of us walked along, past the Ayuntamiento with the banners hung from the balcony, down past the market, and down past the steep street that led to the bridge across the Arga. There were many people walking to go and see the bulls, and carriages drove down the hill and across the bridge, the drivers, the horses, and the whips, rising above the walking people in the street. Across the bridge, we turned up a road to the corrals. We passed a wine shop with a sign in the window, good wine, 30 centimes a liter.
That's where we'll go when funds get low, Brett said.
The woman standing in the door of the wine shop looked at us as we passed. She called to someone in the house, and three girls came to the window and stared. They were staring at Brett. At the gate of the corrals, two men took tickets from the people that went in. We went in through the gate. There were trees inside and a low stone house. At the far end was the stone wall of the corrals, with apertures in the stone that were like loopholes running all along the face of each corral. A ladder led up to the top of the wall, and people were climbing up the ladder and spreading down to stand on the walls that separated the two corrals. As we came up the ladder, walking across the grass under the trees, we passed the big gray painted cages with the bulls in them. There was one bull in each traveling box. They had come by train from a bull breeding ranch in Castile and had been unloaded off flat cars at the station and brought up here to be let out of their cages into the corral. Each cage was stenciled with the name and the brand of the bull breeder.